This is the first interview with Beatrice Morales Clifton for the Rosie the Riveter Revisited project, conducted in her home in Selmar on January 23rd, 1981. Interviewer is Sherna Gluck.
Talking, check it out and make sure that... Start today, and anything you've told me off tape that's...
Yeah, okay. I
want you to repeat as we get to that point.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do today is to do that period up to the war years, starting with your family history.
When I first married? Or
well, starting before that, because what I'd like to do is get your family history of your parents, what you know about your grandparents, your own childhood, up right up to the war years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to start by telling me what you know about your grandparents. On both sides of your family, do you know anything
my parents, I had a grandmother, but she passed away when I was pretty young, so I don't not too much about them, you know. But my mother and my dad, I always lived with them, and I was more or less, you can say that I was kind of spoiled because I was the only girl. Well, not and since they had four children altogether. I had two daughters and me, three daughters and a son. But my one of my daughters got married when she was very young, and then the oldest daughter she stayed with the family. She worked, and my brother used to work too, and I was the youngest, so they kind of babied me. Yeah.
Well, let's back up a little bit. Do you know anything about your grandparents, where they were from? Or?
Well, my grandmother, my grandfather, I am assuming he died in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And then when my uncles and my mother came over here, they brought her with them or somewhere or other. Anyway, she was the only one that I knew. I never knew my grandfather.
Now, was your mother a young woman when she came from Mexico then?
Yeah, I'm assuming she was. She must have been, I don't know how old she was, but she was young when she married my dad, I guess. Maybe in the, well, she had four, like I say, she had us. And then on her change of life, I came.
Oh, I see. Now, how about your father's family? Were they also born in Mexico?
My father's family was born in Mexico, and I only knew one brother that he had here. But his family, others, I knew another brother that one time I went to Mexico and I went to visit him. But I didn't know any other ones.
So they stayed in Mexico and you weren't in very much contact
with either side with them. So
What parts of Mexico were they from?
They were Durango, Mexico.
Uh-huh. Both of them?
I don't know about my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother used to mention Parral and all them places in Mexico. So I guess that was the area that they, Chihuahua and stuff. So I guess them were the areas that my grandmother and her father were.
When did your father come up from Mexico then?
Well, I wasn't born yet. I was maybe on the, 15, maybe on 19. 12 or 13.
Right around the time of the revolution then?
Right, yeah, the revolution, because my mother used to say that that it was so hectic, they would come around and say, who lives, Madero or whatever, and if they didn't answer the right word, they'd shoot them, you know. And she was afraid that they would take my father into the army,
because
up there, they're not like over here, they, you know, they make you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they kind of more or less escaped.
I see. Because Chihuahua would have been, especially the area where Pancho Villa was.
It was around in that area, around in Barral and all them places.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
So
they were married in Mexico then?
Yes, yes, they were married in Mexico.
Do you know how they met? Do you know anything, any stories about that?
Well, they used to work, and my mother was a factory worker. And my dad was a factory worker that he used to weave material for
suits. Textile mills.
The textile mills. And supposedly he was a very good worker. The companies were always asking for him, you know, to get him to work for them. And my mother was one of those workers too. And that's how I think that they met.
I see. Was that in Chihuahua itself that they worked, do you know?
I imagine so, because they I don't think that she met him in this place, suburb Durango. I don't think that it was up there. I don't know too much about them because they didn't used to talk too much about their past life, you know. Uh-huh. So,
so yeah. They left. They married in Mexico, and then right around the time of the revolution.
Yeah,
they came up to the United States.
Yeah, because then my dad, when he was there in Texas, he came there to Texas, and they started working. He started working for a rancher, an American man that to have cattle and. And when they came here, my brother was very sick. So the man took him under his wing and put him through the doctor, you know, and had him cured of what he had. I don't know what he had anyway. And then my mother was pregnant of me. So then she used to tell me that when I was born, I had dressed in a very pretty little clothes because the lady had given her a little bassinet, you know.
Did they live on the ranch then?
Yes, they lived on the ranch. Uh-huh. And my dad always used to say that if my mother had liked it, he would have stayed there and my brother would have been a good cowboy. That's what he used to say, you know.
Where was the ranch? Was it?
In Marfa, Texas.
Where is that? What area?
Well, I understand. I don't know. I've never been up there. But I understand that it's close to Presidio. Around in those areas, a lot of people that I have mentioned it to, and they say, "Oh yeah, I know where it is," but I never been up there.
Uh-huh.
The only place of Texas that I know is El Paso, Texas. Right. That's the only place that when I've gone to Mexico that I've crossed the border. But over in there, and I'm curious. I want to go up there and see what that little town.
And so they lived right on the ranch itself.
Yes.
In their own little house?
Yeah, they had a little house, and the lady, the ranch owner, they had their house, and then the lady used to take my sister, and one of my sisters, and she'd have her do little chores around her house, you know, and so they.
Now, when they came up from Mexico, then the other children were. How many of the children were already born?
The three.
Oh.
They had the three. They had the two girls, and the boy. And then on the change of life or something, I don't know just how I came because I was several years younger than my brother.
So your mother was what in her 40s or when you were born then?
Probably. I'm assuming that probably that was that was.
Now, when they were living on the ranch, did your mother do any work on the ranch?
I don't know exactly what she did, but I'm assuming that probably she did maybe chores for the lady or stuff like that. But my dad was very happy. But my mother kept on nagging him about getting over to California and California and California. So finally they left.
Why was she interested in California?
I don't know. Well, maybe because she had brothers that were over here, I think. Probably maybe that's what it was.
I see.
I don't know exactly. But anyway, his coming over here to California was her.
So they must have been pretty isolated, though, on the ranch, except for the ranch family.
Yeah, they were. They were pretty isolated. And then the rancher, used to go out of town, you know, and buy cattle and stuff like that. And
your father basically served as a ranch hand then? Had he ever done that before?
Not exactly, but I guess he knew a little bit about it because his father, supposedly, he used to ride horses and have a little, they go up into the mountains and they plant their corn and stuff like that, you know. Mm-hmm. But my father never got into that because he was the youngest of the family, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And he never got to do that, but after he was old enough, he got into the factories, so he never got into doing things like that. And my mother used to say that he was always very well dressed. He had charro pants, you know, with buttons on the side and stuff, and always had beautiful shirts that his sister, he used to have a sister, that his sister used to make.
What, did she send him from Mexico?
In Mexico.
Uh-huh.
In Mexico, when my dad was in Mexico, before they married, you know.
Uh-huh.
She used to see him, you know, and that's what she said, that he was always very well dressed.
Were there other families on this ranch, or was it just besides the ranch owner and your family, or was it
I don't know.
Family?
I don't know.
Do you remember the ranch at all?
Me? I was just a baby.
Oh.
Was just a baby. They left when I was about 3 months old.
Oh, I see. Now, how about your sisters and brother? Did they go to school while you were living on the ranch?
I guess they did. I don't know. I don't know, I guess I did. Anyway, when we came here to California, my dad, they stole his money and on the train. So they were coming to Los Angeles. That was where they were supposed to. But the train left them in Colton because he didn't have no tickets, no nothing, because they stole his wallet with everything, all the money that he had, and with three children. So they left him stranded in Colton. So then finally he got going there in Colton. I guess, I don't know how they did it, but they started living there in Colton. And then afterwards, they moved to San Bernardino.
Mm. What sort of, let me ask you first. When you were, are there any stories about your birth? Were you born on the ranch or in
yes.
the hospital?
No, I was born in the ranch.
And was there a midwife or anything for your mother? Do you know how anything about your birth?
No, I don't know nothing. I just knew a lady that I knew her years later that she was supposed to have been my godmother that when they baptized me there in Marfa. How they met or how, I don't know. But I met that lady years later, you know, when I was there in Pasadena. I met her. And but I don't know what has become of her or anything.
And what did your dad, what kind of work did he start doing in Colton?
I don't know what he did in Colton, but I know that when they moved to the, I don't think they last very much in Colton.
Just and, to get enough money to move on.
I think so. And then they moved to San Bernardino, and he got a job on the Santa Fe shops.
Oh.
And he was working there. He worked there all along.
So. What sort of work did he do? Do you know?
No, I don't know exactly what he do, what did, but he worked in the Santa Fe shops doing, I don't know. Maybe cleaning tools, or I don't know just what it was that they did then. Anyway, he worked them there all along. And by that time, my sister, when they came to Colton, my sister had already was on the verge of getting married, and so she got married because her boyfriend was from El Paso, Texas.
Oh.
And you see, before, somehow or other, they met in El Paso, Texas. They were in El Paso, too, living. And then they met, and when he when my folks came over here, then he followed them.
Oh, I see.
He followed them, and my sister was like a second mother to me because she always took care of me. They even thought there in Colton, and that baby, meaning me, was hers.
What was the age difference between you?
Well, she was. She was 72 years old when she died. She died about 7 or 8 years ago, I think. She was quite a bit like my brother. My brother was.
And you're now.
I'll be 66.
So it's
in
about
April.
14 or 15 year difference then.
Around there, I guess. And so she always. Took me in. She always took care of me. And up to the age she died, she was just like a mother to me. I used to go out here, you know, on trips and everything. And I always reported to her when I got back. Because and when I left, you know, I told her I'm leaving. And she said, oh, I'm going to be worried about you. Be careful and this and that. Because she was just like a mother. She was a wonderful woman to me. Now I miss her very much. Because she lived here in the valley with me.
Oh, and how about the next youngest sister?
The older sister. My older sister, she died when she was 23 years old.
Oh, I see. And your brother was how much older than you?
Let's see. Well, he was maybe 10 years old or something like that, or older than me. He died a few years back, too.
And you were saying before, because you were the youngest one, you were really baby then.
Yeah, in San Bernardino, when we lived there, after my sister got married, my second sister got married. My older sister was working, and then she died. And then my brother got married after that. So then they used to do things for me. You know, my father, with a little check that he used to get, I don't know how they managed, but at that time, everything was so cheap. Wages were low, but things were cheap, too. So they could afford to give me little luxuries, you know, that maybe a new little dress once in a while, you know. And my brother would ask me on weekends, I'd go visit him, and I'd say, he'd ask me, He says, "You got money for the show?" And I said, "Yeah, no. I never admitted I had money." So he'd give me a quarter or 50 cents, and that was a big deal. And then I had an uncle that he was related. He was a cousin or so of my father. So he used to, I used to go visit him too. Every Saturday I used to go.
Make the rounds.
And then he'd ask me if I had money to go to the show. Nope. So he'd give me a quarter or 50 cents. So I'd give maybe a couple dollars for the week, you know. And I used to go to school and I have chocolate bars and everything else, you know, which some of the kids, you know, couldn't afford. But I could because, well, I used to get it like that, you know.
And they all lived in San Bernardino then?
Uh-huh. Yeah, this was in San Bernardino when I was going to school.
What do you remember anything about your house in San Bernardino or where you lived?
Yeah, I remembered. I lived on 659 Harris Street in San Bernardino when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my sister died and that's where my brother got married to. So...
What was that like? Can you describe it? Do you remember?
The little house?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was a small, just vaguely what I can remember. It was a small house. I think it had two bedrooms or so. I don't remember. My mother didn't have no gas till later. Uh-huh. Later they hooked up gas in there. But she used to have a wooden stove. And it didn't have a bathtub, but my dad made a little house close to the house, uh-huh. to the house, made a shower.
Mm-hmm.
He connected a shower. He would have made a little deal. I remember it was one of those tin deals of a can
mm-hmm.
of sardines or something. And he poked holes and then he soldered it. Somehow he fixed it up. Anyway, that was the deal for the shower.
Mm-hmm.
It not only was cold water. Cold water.
And how about the toilet? Was that outside?
The toilet. No, I think it had a toilet,
mm-hmm.
but no bath. So then my mother, it had a big tree in the back, and this house used to belong to some old people. I remember vaguely, and they used to say that tree had been planted by their daughter when she was little, and the tree was a huge tree, but I don't remember what kind of tree it
mm-hmm.
was. Anyway, my mother used to put her stove in summertime. Pull her stove out, you know, and cooked outside. And my dad had a bench work that he called it a bench work,
mm-hmm.
like a bench. And he used to do it because he was always busy, always doing little things, you know,
mm-hmm.
always and planting stuff. You know, he always had a garden for my mother, and he used to plant a row of sugar cane for me.
Mm.
So I think that I was a little bit spoiled. So then corn and squash and everything.
Oh.
My mother used to have a whole deal,
mm-hmm.
bunch of vegetables. And then on summer, like I say, my mother would take her stove out, and we use this bench and as a table.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd eat our dinner, you know, and when we came home from school, my dad came from work, we have our dinner there on the outside.
Who were your playmates? Because it sounds like your siblings were gone and so much older than you.
Well,
who would you play with?
Well, there was a little girl next. There was an empty lot, and then there was a house. Guillen was the name. Trini Guillen, which I never knew whatever happened to them family.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to play, but I play a little bit. And then there was across the street. There was some colored people, and they, Laura and Bertie, and I used to play with them,
mm-hmm.
too. And then there was a big, huge house in front, close to the corner, that it was a beautiful old house. I remember how it was so beautiful. It, the little old people were her grandparents, and she used to come, Myrtle was her name, and she used to come down. Every so often, her parents would bring her to stay with the grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd run all over the house. It was a three-story, and they had these huge chairs, you know, upholstered. And we'd just look around, you know. We didn't do nothing, you know, particularly. But that was the way I spent my time.
Now, so you played, it was always with girls then that you played? You didn't play with boys?
There was some colored boys up towards the other corner. That their father was a fisherman. He used to sell fish,
mm-hmm.
and I seldom played with boys.
What sort of things would you play when you played with the girls?
Well, play house and dolls and stuff like that. My dad had a little shack that he was supposed to be a wood shack, but I took it over. And he fixed it up for me, and I had my dolls and everything in there. I used to play a lot by myself.
Oh, with the dolls mainly?
Mm-hmm, yeah. I used to have a big doll. It was bald-headed, you know, his body was cloth and just had the little hands and things. And I used to call him Reuben. Oh, he was my favorite. I don't know why the name, but something, you know, that I think back now and I say, oh, well, it wasn't that something. And I would like to go to San Bernardino and look around. One time I went, and I was looking for that house on Harris Street, but the freeway, there's so many freeways in there, that disappeared everything.
Now, it sounds like the neighborhood was really rather mixed.
Yes.
Yes, it? Mm-hmm. And white.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, in San Bernardino, like I say, I never knew anything about prejudice or anything like that, because I was raised, though one time I was accused at work, you know, by a colored guy that he said that I was prejudiced, and it made me so mad I told him off, because I wasn't like that. To me, like I told him, I said that to me the color, it don't mean nothing. I said, I don't care if you're orange, blue, or whatever, it's your heart, the way you are with me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's what counts with me.
Now, in your house, was Spanish or English the main language?
Main language was Spanish, because my mother and my father did not speak English. They understood it, I think. They understood a little bit, but I never heard them speak.
So in childhood,
my brother did speak English, you know, my sisters.
But in childhood, then, your main language would have been Spanish.
That's right.
Did you have any difficulty when you went to school, then, in terms of English?
No, I don't think I did.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I did.
By the time you started school, were you speaking English then?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but I don't think that I had very much problem, because I went to the same school that my brother did, and all the teachers knew my brother very well, and he was very well-liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that they helped me along, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember too much of my language, you know. But I guess I didn't have too much problem.
So as a child, you spoke both Spanish and English. You were basically bilingual.
Probably so, because I'm assuming that my brother, because he speaks English, and I'm assuming that maybe he spoke some of it with me or something. Maybe I learned a little something from him. I don't remember that.
Because your playmates were both... Mexican.
That's right. Yeah, so I probably learned it too from my little playmates. You see, because there was this little black girls, and then there was this American girl, and I got along perfect with them.
You never had any problem in terms of teachers or your playmates making fun of your Spanish?
No. That was that school. We had a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mixed school, you know. So. There was no problem there in anything.
Now, when did you start school? Do you remember? How old were you when you started?
I must have started when I was maybe six or so, I guess.
You don't remember kindergarten? You just started in the first grade?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is there anything about school that stands out in your mind?
Well, the school that I went to was in San Bernardino, in Mount Vernon. And it was a big old school. Now it don't exist anymore. It's a park there. It's on Mount Vernon and 7th Street, I think. 7 something. Anyway, I went up there one time on the 16th of September. I was going by, and I just stopped by just accidentally. Anyway, there's a big park there now that they do celebrations of the 16th of September.
Ah.
Then they moved that school when they knocked it down. They moved, made a new one up towards the end of town.
Mm-hmm.
And they called it Ramona School.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that not too long ago there was something in the news, and they showed a school, and they were talking about San Bernardino, when the fires and all this was going on. And they showed a picture, and it said Ramona, and it was a school, and I'm positive that that's a school that I went to, because it's the same structure, the same thing. So I'm thinking that that's where they were making their broadcast.
Uh-huh.
But
Well, when you first started to school, before the school itself then moved while you were still going to it.
Yes.
When you first started, how far was it from your home?
Oh, a few blocks, but a few blocks, yeah. But we used to walk it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being kids, you don't even know what. It was several blocks. Yeah, several blocks from the school.
Was your mother, since she was older when you were born, did she watch over you more carefully and place more restrictions on you, do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think so because I never had no problem with them or anything.
Would your family do things together when you were a child, do you remember?
Well, they didn't do much of anything, I guess, because they didn't go out any place or anything. So I don't, my brother maybe took them on little trips maybe to Los Angeles, because my dad never had a car, and he never drove a car, but my brother did. So I'm assuming that that's maybe, when I got older, I was able to do. Well, my mother, no, I'll take it back. My mother did go out places with my older sister before she died. Before she died, they used to go to dances, and they used to go places like that because she was very popular. She belonged to clubs, you know, and they went to places. And I always went along.
But your father wouldn't go?
No. But after she died, my sister died, my mother didn't have nobody to go out with anymore. So and then I started going, and she thought that I would be the same way, but I wasn't. I wasn't. I didn't care for dances. So I didn't care much about going to this dance or that dance, and I didn't belong to no clubs or anything. So, well, I was pretty young, too, you know, at that time.
Now, your father didn't object to your mother going to these dances?
No. No, my father was a dear. He never, my mother did whatever she wanted.